had a brief look through the magazine or newsletter that's just beside me before the service, and there were some questions asked of Henriette about favourite Bible verses and so on. And I wondered if I might ask you if you've got a favourite Bible character, anyone?
Peter.
Why particularly? Any reason?
He seems very human.
He does, doesn't he? Yes. Anyone else? Yes?
Barnabas.
And because?
He encouraged
Paul. Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah, absolutely. Anyone else? Yes?
King
David. Yep, particular reason?
He was a very strong character, but he had lots of thoughts.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that's right. And God described him as a man after his own heart, even, so it was quite remarkable. To answer the question for myself, I've probably got two characters in the Old Testament, Ruth and Daniel. Ruth, because she seems to be such an ordinary person who's extremely loyal in the way that she relates to her mother-in-law. And Daniel, because he seems to just be so self-assured in the midst of a really difficult situation. He just stood up for things. He didn't seem to actually falter or fail, but at the same time, he was relying on God. Now, we're going to read from Daniel chapter 4 in just a moment, but I just thought I'd ask one or two questions just so we all know the context. So what sort of time period was it that Daniel was in Babylon? To the nearest century will do. It was about the 6th century BC. And why was he in Babylon? Yes. Yep, Nebuchadnezzar. The Jews had been captured. Most of them had been carried away into Babylon at that time. And final question, how old was he when he was carried off to Babylon? Again, we can't be precise, but we can probably tell it within about 3 years. He was somewhere between 14 and 17 years old. So if you remember at all the first chapter of Daniel, when he was actually going through a period of education in Babylon, and then he had to try and make a stand, and he actually tried to, he refused to eat the king's food. And he did it in a very diplomatic way, a very brave way. But he was that young. He was only perhaps 14, 17 years old. That was a very brave thing for him to do. What we're going to read now from Daniel chapter 4 is much later in his life. I can't say exactly at what point it occurred, but he's certainly older. He certainly knows the king Nebuchadnezzar, and we're going to pick up the story there.